Over the years, the Father Bernard Youth Center in Mount Angel, Oregon has been a source for teens, families, and parishes. The grounds and facilities have everything you need to host retreats, classes, and group studies that's going to draw you closer to the Lord. They are open once again, and joining me today to give us an update and share how you can support this vital ministry is Sister Janine Tissot, Executive Director of the Father Bernard Youth Center. Good morning, Sister Janine. It is always a good morning when we get to visit.
Good morning, and thank you so much for letting me join you.
Well, first tell us, how's the summer been down at the Father Bernard Youth Center?
It's been a little quiet. Our summer has really kind of continued some of the COVID restrictions at this point. And a lot of people are on vacation and things like that. So we don't get a lot of retreats and groups that come in to visit us and offer hospitality. But let me tell you, in September, things are really starting to pick up again. We are book solid.
Well, talk about that, because while I was preparing for our interview today, I went to the Father Bernard Youth Center webpage. You've got your calendar on there, and I could see that groups are starting to come back. What do they need to know about booking at Father Bernard Youth Center?
In order to do any bookings here at FBYC, contact us directly. And we have Mary Montgomery, who helps coordinate all our contracts and all of our weekend retreat calendars. She's the one who's going to help you get all organized and help you determine when you can do the retreat and how to handle all the details around it. So she would be the main person to contact, and you can do that right through our website, which is fbyc.info.
Well, Sister Janine, I'm sure all of you there at the center are excited to see these groups come back. Kind of share with our listeners, as wild as they can be, teens definitely bring a great energy to the youth center.
Oh, they absolutely do. And I have to say, we've had a couple groups come in through the summer, and just having young people in the house again is so incredible. It's noisy, and it's a little bit rowdy, and we just love it. They're outside, and they're playing, and they're inside having their small groups. We hear them singing in the chapel. It's really a wonderful opportunity to see the facility used again and see so many young people having a wonderful, deep experience of Christ.
Sister Janine Tissot is the Executive Director of the Father Bernard Youth Center. She is joining me today to welcome all of you back to this very special retreat ground. Well, we've been talking a lot recently about COVID. We're closed, we're open, we're modified, and you're working really hard to keep up with all of these changes. What are the COVID guidelines that groups need to be aware of when they come to visit the Father Bernard Youth Center?
Well, one of the first things that's important to know is that the entire staff is vaccinated and that we are following the CDC guidelines and the State of Oregon guidelines. So as people come into the facility, we're recommending that they wear a mask and that they protect themselves as best as they can in that light. There's plenty of hand sanitizer around. So we want to make sure that everyone stays safe and they stay comfortable in participating in the retreats. A lot of the retreats, the people already know each other, so they're kind of like in their own little bubble already. So we want to continue to encourage that and that they practice the safe CDC guidelines when they come into the facility. But it's nice that it's kind of loosening up a little bit and that younger people are getting vaccinated. So we're real pleased that we're able to welcome back more and more groups.
Well, and part of your ability to welcome back more groups is sometimes, you know, financing one of these retreats can be difficult for some families. You have become aware of that. So you've started a great scholarship program. Tell our listeners a little bit about that program.
Well, Bill and Pat Rivers are just wonderful supporters and wonderful people who have invested in Father Bernard Youth Center and in the young people who come to us. And through their generosity, they have established the William and Pat Rivers Scholarship Fund. So this fund is just being established, so we don't have any interest earnings on it quite yet to distribute. But what we'll be able to use it for are perhaps there are young people who cannot attend a retreat, who find it a financial hardship to participate in some of the programs that even their parish or their school offers. So the scholarship fund will go to help individual young people. And also, perhaps there's a parish who's too small or something that would prohibit them from coming here and using the facility. Perhaps cost is prohibitive for them to participate in a retreat. And again, the scholarship fund could be used for a parish to help subsidize a retreat that they want to do and couldn't afford otherwise to do that. So when we have the monies to distribute, we'll be sending information out to parishes and to say, this is what's available. If you'd like to apply for some of these funds, here's the process, and here's how you can access some of that funding. So we're so pleased.
Oh, the generosity of our community members is truly a blessing, and it sounds like that couple is definitely a blessing to the Father Bernard Youth Center and those that they will be able to help. Well, nestled in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon, is the Father Bernard Youth Center. They are open and welcoming back groups, but don't wait because, well, their calendar's filling up. Sister Janine Tissot is joining us today. And also, as we were preparing to talk today, you were sharing a little bit about a great project coming up, and it's the Senior Service Project. Explain to our listeners what that is.
Well, if you're familiar with a lot of high schools, they have senior projects that they invite their seniors to participate in some kind of a service, either to their local community, their parish. Our board of directors did a strategic planning process, and one of the things that they wanted was to get young people more directly involved in the governance of this organization. And the board members themselves wanted to say, how can we share this experience with young people so that they learn, number one, what is governance? What is the role of a governing board in a not-for-profit organization? And then what does that mean for the organization as far as support and mentorship? So the young person would be able to attend the board meetings, learn about Robert's Rules of Order, learn about the role of a not-for-profit in a community, and a variety of other things, and give them also a bit of an internship experience as well. It would be a wonderful senior project for a young person. And we hopefully are planting some seeds for those persons as they mature and grow in their lives. They have their own families, that they remember the role of not-for-profits in a community, and they can learn how to support their community in the future.
Oh, what a great program. I hope that anybody listening interested in that would definitely look up more information. And if you've never been to the Father Bernard Youth Center, you have an opportunity coming up. Well, you can see it firsthand. You have a welcome home barbecue. Sister Janine, tell our listeners how they can come and see.
Well, that's our last thing that we were able to do, because our general fundraising auction and dinner has been canceled for 2 years. Because of COVID, we said, we miss people. We want people to come back to the campus and to revisit everybody. So we're having a wonderful barbecue dinner that's being catered by Gary's Barbecue on Wheels. It's a delicious barbecue chicken dinner, and people can come and take it home, or they can come and eat it on the campus. We'll have tables set up outside for you to join and visit with each other, and just sort of get reacquainted with the community. Along with that barbecue is a big raffle that we're having, so that you can buy opportunity to purchase a variety of gift baskets that will include things like a back-to-school basket. And so you buy raffle tickets for that, and we'll see who are the lucky winners are to be able to get those wonderful prizes.
Oh, it's going to be a great day, but you're asking the community, if you are thinking about going down there on August 27th, they should RSVP and buy some tickets ahead of time.
That's right. It's a little bit less expensive when you buy things ahead of time. So the dinner itself is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. You can walk in anytime during that time period and pick up your dinner and enjoy it. And then it's going to be held right here at the Father Bernard Youth Center here in Mount Angel. Tickets are $20 each, or $75 for 4 tickets. So you have a little bit of a savings there, especially if there's a special gift basket that you absolutely have to get your hands on.
Oh, I love your thinking there, Sister Janine. The more you spend, the more you save. That's the way I try to live my shopping life, too.
That's right.
Well, I sure appreciate your time today. And then remind our listeners one more time where they can find out all the information on Father Bernard Youth Center and your upcoming barbecue.
Everything about what's going on at the Father Bernard Youth Center is right on our website. And that's at fbyc.info. And we hope that people come and pay our website a visit or just stop on by and say hello. The doors are open again.
Oh, it will be a great day. And I sure appreciate your time today, Sister Janine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Sister Janine Tissot, the Executive Director of the Father Bernard Youth Center. You know where you're going to be able to find that link if you head over to our webpage. I will add that link to the podcast of this interview. And you're going to find it all at materdeiradio.com.